Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show this Saturday morning. It's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show in his third and final hour.
Good morning. This is Joanna.
What's up?
This time is flying today. So much
yes,
information.
Yes, it is.
So many stories.
Good show. Lots yes. of valuable information. And we're real blessed to have the good fishermen we have to talk to and share information with all the listeners out there. And we do have the best listening audience around in my books, without a doubt. A lot of good people.
We do.
All right, Joanna, well, let's move on. We're going to go to Captain Plogg now. We'll get some more valuable information, see what's up with him. James Plogg in G-Town, what's up, man?
Meg, what's up?
How you doing?
Man, burn up and burn down right now. Man.
Well.
I knew something was wrong. Man, I woke up and said, man, I don't feel too bad. I looked up and said, oh, man, it's like 5:30. Well, all the Tiki lost all their electricity yesterday, so I had to reset all the clocks and all, you know,
really?
The TVs are all dead. Yeah, I didn't know it. Carol told me that. They lost power to like 11 o'clock. I had power when I left. Anyway,
dang.
I think I set my clock. It was still set on PM. Good thing I wasn't going today.
Boy, no joke.
I'd have been sad. Actually, I did. I woke up at like 3:03, like normal time. I'm like, man, I ain't got to go today. And that was the end of the hunt.
So that was the end of the hunt, huh?
That was the end of the hunt for me, bro.
Well.
But it's blowing, I don't know, I'm guessing, see if I'm right, 18 to 20.
Yeah, you're pretty close, 18 to 25. At times,
really?
You hit 25.
Yeah, it's pretty much toast. Man, oh, Mickey, we didn't, you know, what a difference a day makes. You know, fishing is, I always think every day I leave that you're right on the edge of really not doing good. You know,
yeah.
you're right there. On that edge, you make one wrong move or something a little bit changes. Well, your big time hero, look at me deal, Facebook up, you're done. You're going to go catch three. So,
yeah,
I think everybody, all of my guys, we all had, I think, the same. Well, I broke down, so I had to come in, but it didn't matter because it was already over.
Oh, man, you broke down yesterday? That's a drag.
Oh, yeah, twice, 2 days in a row.
Oh, Lord.
We still ain't got it figured out, but we made it. We made it. Made it in. No big deal. Hey, breaking down, real breaking down, about 75 miles offshore, breaking down over here. I left breaking down, but I told my guys, look, man, I ain't got to go but right there. We get there, we're going fishing. It blows up, it blows up. I'll worry about getting home later. We're going fishing, you know, because the wind was down a little bit yesterday. But anyway, I think we all had anywhere from 12 to 15 fish. I think that's what everybody had.
Mm-hmm.
Man, was really lucky to have them.
From what I hear, you're lucky to get that with as crowded and busy as it was yesterday. I just
oh, Mickey, it was.
I was
rude,
laughing.
Dude.
It was comical, man. Some of the stuff I was, you know, getting text messages and everything.
I
missed your call yesterday evening. I was on a real important phone call, and I did call you right back after I got rid of that call. But Plog's busy.
Nah, when I call you, well, I had to go meet my mother. I actually had to go meet her last night for her birthday. But anyway, when I call, if it beeps one time and I know you're on the phone, I hang up. I don't like somebody to keep burning me down when I'm already talking to somebody.
Yeah.
So I just hung up. But, you know, we're fishing deep stuff. I'm fishing areas that got edges and ledges and guts. And it's really probably pretty good, Mickey. It is good. I found them. I figured it out. It's good. You know, they might be in 2 foot of water, and they may drop down in 7 foot.
Mm.
They might jump back up to 3 foot. But we had a little bit of wind, and I mean, where we're all fishing are all stupid places. I mean, you might as well go fish at Walgreens or Kroger. You know, it's stupid. And you're going to get chopped up. You're going to get run over, you know, and you got, you know, the regular people that are just fishing. They really don't know. Then you got everybody that thinks I'm a guy with a giant truck. And I got me five people in there. They just eat you alive. They'll pull on front of you, on top of you. I don't say nothing. I just leave. The guys, and it's a shame. It really is a shame. But they're the worst. The regular people, they're just doing their deal. They don't care. But the so-called guide group nowadays, man, dude, I just got to move on.
Yeah.
But it wasn't near as good. We had wind. Then wind hurt us. I think if it wouldn't have been windy, well, not think, I know. If it wouldn't have been windy, you know, we all would have, you know, I would have caught them.
Yeah.
I'd have caught 20 or 30 anyway.
Well, that wind, then everything, man, it comes into play here in Galveston big time, you know.
Oh, dude, because we ain't got nothing from protected. No, we don't have anything that you can, besides wade fishing, and I don't know, you know. You know it can be good, but you can miss them too. But we really ain't got nothing you can go lean on a south wind. But, hey,
yeah,
man, it's June and it's south at 18. What do you think you're going to catch?
Sure.
I mean,
you're right.
I mean, what do you expect? I mean, dadgum. Because we ain't got nothing on, you know, a lower channel and all that's trashed. I mean, we ain't got nothing.
I know.
So, but it was okay. Hey, everybody was calling me. Man, I'm standing here and my feet are all wet because, you know, everybody's boat wakes are breaking in the back of your boat. It was, everybody's feet was wet. You know, our trolling motor's on the back, so everybody's crying, their feet are wet. Yeah, my foot's wet too, man.
Well, if my feet get wet up on the bow, we are in trouble.
You're in trouble. You're going down.
I'm in serious trouble. If my feet get wet up on the bow of that Kenner, I got serious issues.
Oh, I can see that gust now. I just saw one go through the canal there about 24, 25.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm fishing with
little gusty out there, buddy.
Yeah, even in all this deep water stuff, I'm still using the little 8-ounce Pro Elite, and we're catching them on sea shads, either a pink ghost or that white. Maybe that's because I got 1,000 of both of them, but they're eating them up. But even, you know, all you got to do is, you know, when you hit the deep water, say I'm throwing off that edge, man, hey, drop it about 2 seconds, then crank it, you know, let it go down a little bit. But
yeah,
in the mornings, they're underneath these mullet, and it's really good. But, man, it don't last long. Then you got to, you know, so you got to hit you a lick hard, and then you kind of got to piddle with it. You know, like day before yesterday, I mean, we caught 17, like, instantly. So we had a little cushion yesterday.
Good way
they
to start
started
the day
out
off. Golly.
But they faded away. We couldn't get nothing. I mean, nothing. And I said, man, I'm going to go down through here. And I drifted a long way. We drifted down through there with topwaters, little sea dogs, and little spooks and all that stuff. And we had bites, man. We had 7 bites, all nice fish. I'd say all of them were 3 or better, and we ain't hooked the first one. Oh, well, no, we did. We hooked one, he come off. So that'll tell you how good they were biting.
Yeah.
And you had to put a topwater on them to make them bite.
Yeah, you were getting those reaction strikes, man. Ticking them
off. That's all we were doing.
Making them mad a little bit.
Sometimes I'll be sitting there fishing thinking, man, I wonder if a big-time bass fisherman, not charter nobody, just a big-time bass fisherman fishing, rolling through here, what he would do to make them bite. You know, there's a big difference between me and you in the front of that boat fishing and then taking 3 people and having to set it up where they can catch 3. It's just a whole different ball game.
Yeah, it is. Yes,
we gotta look for fish. You know, we got to look for the schools of feeding fish. We can't beat on non-feeding stuff that you and I could roll through there and catch, you know?
You're right. And then when you get that crew in the boat with you, you're really blessed because they can fish just as good as we can. All you got to do is get them close, man. Get them in the vicinity. They're going to burn them up, man.
Yeah, John Duffy and them boys, I just put my rod up. They were lighting them up, man. They didn't need me.
Hey, your old buddy Tom Rigamonte came through for me. He sent me his personal private recipe on smoking those trout.
Well, I tell you what, brother. You've had it. It's the best there is.
It
is. No
doubt. Man, that makes great fish tacos. Just, you know, you can use it on salads. I mean,
I'm going to get Carol to send you her recipe on the smoked fish dip, and you will go bad. You ain't going to lose no weight eating it. But you take that fish, that smoked fish, and make this dip out of this pate. I started eating in Florida when I was working over there. Oh, man, it'll knock your lights out.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you, Dave, when you get up.
Come on,
but
man.
I talked to my buddy, old Nasty Jeremiah, on Thursday. I think him and his guy caught, man, it's close to 80 fish on the beach.
Really?
Yeah. So I guess Thursday was the day. It's almost like everybody bet. And then I talked to my other buddy, old Sandy Forrest. Now, he is a real jetty fisherman. He's probably the best I know, hands down. Mm-hmm. I said, Sandy, how long has it been really good? He said, 6 days.
Yeah.
He said, you know, we catching fish, but the last 6 days been how the jetties are supposed to be. He said he had easy limits the last 6 days. He was broke down, too. I saw him at my mechanics yesterday. He was limping in.
Oh, that's the wrong time of year to be breaking down when everybody's busy.
Oh, I just told Chris, hey, if you can't fix it, unbolt it, put it in the dumpster, and find me another one somewhere, and I want it here like tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we ain't playing. We ain't fixing. We ain't scabbing. I just throw it in the water and get another
one. Yeah, if anybody can do it, he can. He's great.
Yeah, I mean, we got to, you know, you can't, you know. I think it's a fuel issue, Michigan. I don't think it's blowed up.
Yeah.
I had to come home pumping the bow. We looked like some knuckleheads.
Oh, well, and I didn't want you know, you may have a collapsed fuel line. I've had that
before.
Well,
Mickey, I put a fuel pump on it, okay? The diaphragm was leaking.
No, but I mean the fuel line itself.
It could be.
From the tank to the engine. I had that issue a few years back, and I switched that good fuel hose, and I replace it every 2 or 3 years just to be sure because it'll suck flat. And you got to sit back there and pump the bow to keep that motor going, man.
Well, that's what I had to do. And then when I was losing fuel, it was making all kind of noise, like blown up noise. I called Chris, hey, dude, what's up? He said, look, man, when you're starving for fuel, it'll make all kind of symptoms. So,
yeah.
But no, Mickey, you're right. We are. I'll tell you, look, man, he was going somewhere this weekend. I said, don't worry about it. I think Monday we're blowed out. I said, I'm going to redo all fuel line. I'm putting a new holder, a new water separator. I'm going to fuel line all the way.
Yeah.
And that way we'll know.
Yeah, you will.
That.
Hey, hang on. Let me do a quick commercial break and come back to you. You got time?
Man, gonna, I'm pretty busy.
You going to run out there and take pictures of seagulls sitting on the pier pilings?
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll wait on you.
All right, man. Hang with me. I'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 618 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back to G-Town. Let's talk to Captain Plog some more. All right, James, we are back.
What's up, buddy?
All right.
Hey, did Hillman ever catch anything yesterday?
Yeah, I think he did about like y'all did. You know, it was.
Yeah, I think everybody caught about the same.
Yeah, it was.
man.
You know the antics from Hillman, man. I like. He can put it into words, so to speak.
No, he's not, man. I told him, I said, look, man, it's going to be okay. Don't worry. I'll go out there and do nothing crazy.
You know, it's tomorrow's going to be kind of a tough day for me and you. You know, all the good times we had with Cullen and Glenn, you know, my dad and your dad, all the good times we had together fishing, especially them Christmas trips we'd take every year. You know, we had a couple of really good fathers, I'll tell you that.
You ain't kidding, brother.
They did a lot for us. They taught us a lot, and they were just good, honest, great people. And
Cameron, I tell you what, Cameron, he misses Cullen. Him and Cullen.
Oh, I bet he does.
I told you he's in town.
Yeah, that's what you were telling me. That's good he made it in on Father's Day weekend, man.
We pull up on Killer and your mama out there on Fishers of the Wells. And your mama was always on Killer. I told Glenn to get on that other side.
Yeah, I told him to get on the other side of that well the way this tide's moving. And if he'd have pulled on that side and anchored down, then she'd have wanted him on the other side. I used to laugh at them.
Oh, they were something. I said, remember your dad had that little fan that sat right there on that Lamar that would blow on him? That's a little plastic fan thing. Boy, that was a crowd tranny bay back then. You knew everybody. You knew who was on that well.
Yeah,
there's Jimmy Lurch. He's over there. There's your mom and dad. Who was that other old man that had that Lamar? Peyton? That would fish out there?
No, he had a Lamar, too.
Yeah, had a Lamar. He had a snub noser, but it was some kind of Lamar looking dude.
Oh, that was Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe.
Joe Maxian. He had that 16-foot snub nose Lamar like Pete had.
Mm-hmm.
And
man, that was the crew back then, man.
Yeah, and Uncle Joe, he always took me on Mondays. He was a barber, and he was off on Mondays. And I'd fish on the weekends with my parents, and then I had the best of both worlds. And old Uncle Joe would take me on Mondays, man. I used to laugh at him. Golly, he was something else. He loved chasing them old trout, buddy.
It was funny how respectful we all were. Of course, I was a kid, but we all were respectful, you know.
Hey,
in the morning, we'd all leave trolleys, and you knew.
That's
it. You knew where you were going. You had everybody had their pattern, and you didn't do anything to mess anybody up unless, you know, well, there wasn't no cell phone, of course. It talks, hey, Mick, what are you going to go back over there? You know, and now everybody's fighting around for a little 100-foot piece of shoreline to fish on.
Yeah, everybody was so respectful of others, and you didn't go in on somebody unless they pulled that hat off at baseball cap and gave you a little hat wave.
If that hat didn't come off, you just kept going, brother.
That's it. That hat didn't come off. Just move on, son. You're not coming in here on me.
Yeah. I had some guys yesterday. It was pretty funny. We were actually catching some fish then. This was early in the morning, and I see them coming from over there. And I know it ain't a good deal because they still got their fenders hanging off the boat, you know, like their fenders when you tie to the docks. Man, this probably ain't going to be good. I'm thinking to myself, he pulls right in front of me and starts eyeling around, like right there. And my guys are living. I ain't said nothing. I'm just sitting there looking. And he puts his troll motor down. And I don't know where he's trolling to. He's got me driving all over everything, looking at his bottom machine. And then he turns around, looks at my guy, and says, hey, it's okay. I'm fixed to leave. I said, okay. See you later, man.
Yeah, after you already chopped it up, might as well move on.
Oh, I ain't talking about 100 yards. I'm talking about I can almost hit him with my lure. I'm like, oh, man. Unbelievable.
Hey, Hillman sent me a picture. He was he got a little bite going somewhere, and he sent a picture of these two boats, and I could almost read their TX numbers. They were so close to him, and one of them was idling, and I knew that guy. He's a, he's supposed to be a guide. He wasn't much of a guide yesterday doing that. It's embarrassing. It really is.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
It is embarrassing.
I feel, man. I feel you. It's I'm like, come on, man. But you know what? I ain't no perfect. I ain't no saint. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep doing it the right way. I ain't going to mess nobody up. If you're catching them, I just need to go do better and find me some fish. I'm going to roll the
exactly
same way.
Right.
You and I have rolled for 40 years, or I ain't going to roll.
Nope. I'm with you, brother. I concur.
Hang on. My baby said, man, why you got to clean that cleaning table up so good? I said, because I want it that way. Because if I show up, I want it to look like this, and I'm not going to leave it for nobody. I'm not going to leave it like everybody else wants to leave it, like when I got here and I got to clean theirs up. But that's okay. I'll get it. You know? The mentality of people is just – we were talking about that last night. It's just different. It's – they have – they don't – care nothing about the other guy. It's all
no,
about
it's,
me.
It's all about themselves nowadays. There's no I don't know how to explain it. It's just not the same. It's not the way I was raised or you were raised or the way we came up through fishing, and you know, to respect your fellow fishermen. I mean, I know you want in there, they're catching big trout and or catching a lot of fish or whatever, but you just gotta
move on.
You just gotta move on. Go find your own stuff and get your own pattern going. And because
you know, it's tough as it is, and I ain't gonna sit here and blow no smoke, tell nobody it's big time.
No.
Hey, we're catching some fish, but I can move 150 yards and I can miss them, or that's just the way it is, and we're pretty good at doing it, so we can find them. But if everybody worked together like we used to, I think everybody would still catch some fish.
Yeah.
Would still catch them. But everybody's so hungry, I got to hurry up and hose you so I can get mine.
Yeah,
now
so I can
get
my limit.
Up.
That's it. It's all, hey, hurry up and get them. And hurry up and get back to the dock and throw them down on the hot wood. Hot concrete or wooden dock, and bake them in the sun while you get photos, glory photos of them, and throw them up on Facebook and said, hey, man, I'm the man today.
That's it has changed.
It has
so
changed.
Much now. That's exactly what we were talking about at dinner last night. I hate to keep harping on it, but if people would do the right thing, we could all catch a few fish. Because it's tough, man. You know, you lost 2/3 of your bait. Now everybody's having to try to fish where everybody's fishing.
And 1/3 of it where all the fish are, and it just it's turned into a Donnybrook.
Yeah, it makes it tough. I mean, I'd like to be able to run to the beach, man, when it was right. I know it's right. I know, like you, I know when to go. But, you know, when you're just there again, when you're guiding somebody, you may go to the beach and you may miss them. You may round that corner and it may be south at 12 out there on the beach and you end up not getting them.
Well, and once you commit, you're committed. I mean, once you make that long run and round them jetties and head down the beach to find you some fish and you don't get them, I mean, you've just wasted your whole day right there, at least
you're
half
toast.
Of it anyway. You've missed the bite. You've missed everything. And, you got to take all that in.
You got to try to make the right decision. You know, fishing, you and I know, fishing is all about decisions. Everybody can cast. Everybody's got a big-time rod and reel. Everybody's got the right lures. But you better make the right decisions on where to go and time and what to do or you're going to get burned.
It's very critical. And we're in the business to put people on fish, and you know, I know all the guides have the same right. They want to do the same thing. But there comes a time when you get up in the morning to brush your teeth and everything, can you really look yourself in the eye in the mirror and say, hey, I did the right thing yesterday. I didn't cut anybody's drift or weight off or pull in and bird dog them and cut them off from their own fish and everything to catch mine. I mean, that's... It's all
we
about.
We just don't do it.
No.
Hey, I see people all the time. I'll see them catch one or, you know, I don't miss nothing. And I'm like, okay, I could do that, and I'm going to catch them, but I'm fit to bust this guy. I'm fit to bust him. If I get in and do what I'm going to do, he's out.
Yeah.
You know? And I wouldn't do that. I just go on. Right. If I don't get him, I didn't get him today. I'll get him tomorrow.
No, I'm not going to be that greedy. I'll live to catch fish another day.
I just laugh, but karma always wins. You just stay, you know, trust me, for years, me and you, we weren't the calmest. I'll be the first to admit. But
no, I used to say a lot of things. I don't even give it the effort anymore. There's no sense.
No, me.
You can't embarrass anybody nowadays. Nobody gets embarrassed by their actions, and they're not held accountable for them either.
No. Everybody thinks it's cool. But I'll tell you what, all these tournaments they're having today, them boys are going to have a tough time today.
Boy, I'm telling you. Boy,
but
wherever.
You know, Mickey, the water still was green. I'm sure the Galveston Channel's green. Getty still may be green because at 7 o'clock last night, the beach, it was, at that time, it was 2.5 foot, but it was still green to the beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
a guy I'm friends with on Facebook, he caught a real nice one yesterday afternoon on the beach. You could tell it had, you know, the waves were bigger, you know, there was bigger rollers and everything, but the water was still green, and he caught one about 27.5 inches long.
There you go.
A picture of that, but
yeah, it was nice. You could still throw something in it. I mean, you was going, you know, you had to be a stud to stand out there, but it was clear.
Yeah. Well, John's salty. He weathered.
Yeah, well. That's good. That's a nice fish.
I remember all them old surf runners that I used to hang out with when I was a kid, man. They were crusty and salty. They'd go out there and they'd take in waves, slapping them in the ear holes and everything else, and rolling them spoons and mirrors through that rough water and catching that big old trout. I remember those days. I was too little to do it. I'd have to watch.
Hey, you put a 3/4 ounce spoon of fire in that wind, you can throw it a lot of ways.
And that's what everybody used to throw back in the day, them hardware guys, man. They'd put a 3/4 ounce spoon on in a heartbeat and catch big trout on them in the surf, man.
Remember, we worked slicks and did everything with 3/4 ounce spoons.
Well, that's before we had all these soft plastics and everything, all the technology we have. That's
and crush them on spoons.
It. Oh,
crush
yeah.
Crush them on.
Big trout, man. In the bays, working slicks, doing whatever. Wade fishing, didn't matter, man.
It didn't matter, man.
All right.
Going to Dallas. How many mirror lures we got, Mix? We got enough. I got about 5 orange. Was good. Let's go.
I got enough 801s and 808s to get us through the day, my friend.
Man, remember that Mercure Chrome orange one? It was good, too.
Yeah, that one was
good. Was that Mercure Chrome kind?
Yeah, and then that fluorescent pink they came out with.
Oh,
that
fluorescent pink.
Ooh, had them little black rat eyes on the head of it. Golly, them trout.
Exactly.
They'd tear your arms off.
man.
Good stuff.
All right, buddy.
Well, hey, man, you have a great day and a good Father's Day and everything, and I'll be thinking about you tomorrow.
You got it, brother. Happy Father's Day, dude.
Hey, you got it, James. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you, and go get out there in the middle of it.
409-935-7242.
That's it. All right, bud.
Come on.
James,
bye, man.
You have
I'll
a good one. Nice talking to you. See you, bud. All
bye.
Right, take care. All right. It is break time, and we're going to take a brief time out, and we'll be back right after these messages. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on a Saturday morning, 6:37 in the Bayou City. Now let's run up to Richland Chambers Reservoir and talk to our good friend Roy Simmons. We've been playing phone tag all week. Good morning, Royce. What's going on up there, bud?
Well, I tell you what, I just took a day off here with a 30-mile-an-hour south wind projected today, and
yes, sir.
Gonna listen to your outdoor show and drink a little coffee. It's just a continuation of this crazy spring up here. We cancel Monday's trips for 20 to 25-mile-an-hour north winds. I don't know if it got that strong down there where you were, but it was howling on Sunday, Monday of this past week, and then slowly. Over the course of the week, it turned from that north to northeast. We had a pretty brisk south wind yesterday, and today it's just too strong for me and Adam to get out there when it starts gusting to 30. So,
oh yeah,
we're taking a rare Saturday off.
Oh well, it's Father's
That's
Day
no
weekend.
Problem.
Soak it all in and That's enjoy it.
That's exactly right. It's you know, we're continuing, like I say, been a kind of crazy spring with lots of water and cooler temps, and we're finding our fish on a, I don't know what kind of pattern you'd call it. It's not a main lake pattern now. Usually by this time, we've got top water action, you know, kicked in gear on the white bass, and
right.
we'd be coming off of a really good artificial lure bite on the hybrids, and neither one of those are happening. We're making a... Oh, depending on which creek we go up, we've been up on the Richland arm of the lake the last 4 or 5 days. We're fishing points, ridges, humps, and 10 to 15 foot of water and catching some of the biggest white bass. I mean, it's like December, January fish that are loaded up with eggs and whatever. Mm-hmm. Just great big old fish that are in that shallow water, and we're just dropping slabs to them and waiting on the top water to begin, because that's what a lot of, you know, summertime customers want to see. But, man, some good fish. It's just a different pattern. I don't know. Are any of the other guys on the freshwater lakes talking like I am about strange stuff happening?
Well, you know, things seem to be, you know, a little bit later in certain categories,
uh-huh.
depending on what species you're fishing for. And, yeah, I'm hearing pretty much the same thing you're talking about, and you know, the catfish are really starting to go crazy down this way. After talking to Richard on Conroe this morning, he was talking about yesterday, they were like piranha yesterday after he caught his mm-hmm. hybrids. And
well, that's if I've got just a two-person party in the boat, I'll throw in the catfish punch bait, because where these fish are schooled up and eating that shad,
yeah.
you drop that punch bait down to them, you're going to catch 1 and 2 pound blues.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it just, you know, it's kind of a little bonus, because a lot of times when they're on that topwater bite, they're moving so quick and you don't have that catfish bite, and they're in that deep, deep water out on the main lake. And
this
right now is you can kind of pick your poison right now. If you can find those big schools of whites in that shallow water, it's kind of a bonus. So that's exactly what we're doing.
Man.
So, It's good. I'm still hearing the live bait guys. They are on the main lake on some of those ridges and flats and stuff that they'll drop their live bait down to. But you know, the artificial lure guys like myself for the hybrids, we've had a tough spring. We just never got that hybrid bite going. That in years past, May and early June, it'd just be really good, because you could always count on a few of those bigger fish. But We're catching a few
they
of the smaller hybrids.
For you.
You know, it may, a lot of the time in the summertime, we'll get into a middle of the summer. If you're out there long enough, 11 o'clock in the day till noon or so, you'll get a kind of deep water hump, 2-ounce slab bite on those big hybrids, dropping it down and ripping it up. But we'll wait to see what happens. Sound like I'm complaining. I'm not. We're getting a nice box of fish, a big fish. We're just burning a little gas to get to them, and, you know, sometimes they make you look a little more than what you want, but, man, that's okay. It's okay.
Well, it's not what you're accustomed to, you know. It's just it's different.
And people will show up, and like this week at the marina, we have a huge influx of firemen that come up from the Houston area. They right. pull their RVs, they book the cabins, and off and on during a week to 2 week period, they'll be in and out of there. And really nice folks, you know, bring the kids up and they swim and they recreate and then they do some fishing. And I've heard from several of them at the boat ramp, what is wrong with Richland Chambers? Is it fished out? Because they're used to the main lake activity. And no, it's just different. And I can tell you where I'm catching them, but I can't. I can tell you where to go, but I mean, we're fishing the humps, ridges, stuff that's out in the middle of some timber that, you know, you wouldn't normally expect to find them on. So we're not keeping secrets. We're just making a long trip and catching fish and coming back and cleaning. These guys at the boat ramp are saying, what in the world is going on? Where'd those come from? So it's one of those times that, you know, like in the wintertime and stuff, if you really want to find out a pattern and learn a lake, you might want to hire a guide. It's kind of proven that way this early summer. So I don't know. We're catching them, but it's hard to tell people where to go. You ever heard of the cattle humps?
The cattle humps. No.
Uh-huh. There's spots way up the Richland Arm that, from what I was told, these humps that we're fishing, and they're right out in the middle of some timber and stuff too, were formed before the lake was a lake, because when the Richland Creek would flood, the cattle had to go somewhere to get out of the water, keep from drowning. And man, bait moves up on those, and especially if you get a thermocline start setting in the summertime, they'll move to that 10 to 12 to 15 foot water, and it's easy catching, and it's off the beaten path, and it's in the timber. And if you know where they're at, which not many people have, even get in the timber if you're new to a lake, right? You know, hitting a lower unit or something. But it's a different pattern that usually sets in a little later on. We're already on it now, so there goes my theory of lateness. I don't know. We're just going fishing and catching fish.
That's what you got to do. Make the most.
We got four gates open when we left. We got four gates open when we left last night, and that Trinity River is still pretty high, so I don't know. We probably got another couple of weeks with water coming at you based on the watershed above us.
I know it. It keeps it flowing. It's a lot lower than it has been, you know, but we're still up around 30,000 or whatever at Lake Livingston. There, you know, it took for a while there just to keep the lake from going way too high, and they were barely able to keep up. They were letting out 60 and 70,000.
And, whoa, goodness. Wow.
Yeah, that's gone on all year long. And
wow.
Now it's it's down to 29.5, which is just under 30,000, and the lake's steadily just barely crawling up, rising every day. They're trying to keep up with what y'all are sending them. And so
we're just letting out 3,000 or 4,000 cubic feet a second, you know, just enough to keep the Trinity from going above its banks again. But in years past, when we've released 30,000 cubic feet, that area behind the dam looks like another lake into itself, because everything just floods.
Right.
Oh man. I heard earlier when you were talking to the person before me talking about making long boat rides and making a commitment. Is that what you have to do when you're fishing that area that we've messed up for you?
Yeah. From my end, I have to make a long run down. It's either pull down or, you know, make the run.
Yeah.
If the wind's up real bad, then I'll have to pull down towards Galveston and put in. But if it's calm conditions, I'll just put in where I normally do and just make the run. It's a lot faster and more convenient by boat than you know, going down there and fighting boat ramps and sitting in long lines to launch and all that.
Yep. Yeah, that's what we just decided not to do today. I've been making that run, like I say, up one of the two creek channels, and it's a 10-mile run, and there's no way to hide. Even on a south wind, the shoreline, you have to make it back out to the main lake a time or two to avoid timber. And, man, a 30-mile-an-hour wind gust, even hiding on a south shoreline, you're going to be wet when you get out there and get back and then bumped up. Right. So we just said, heck with it. Just not worth it. I mean, maybe if I was 20 years younger and my customers were a little more insistent, but believe me, both customers said, thank you for telling me that. We didn't want to take kids out and that kind of stuff.
No,
so
that's not.
Just enjoy the day and the weekend.
Exactly.
No. So, but, you know, all in all, it's been a good spring and a kind of strange beginning to the summer, but we're fortunate. We're staying busy. We're catching fish. We got a full lake for the summer, and, you know, all things are pretty good in paradise, I guess.
All right, my friend. Well, I'm glad I finally got a hold of you. And
I left early a morning or two for the boat ramp.
And it happens, you know, this time of year. Everybody's so busy, and I understand all that. It's no big deal.
Yeah. Where is Benny at now?
He retired. He's gone.
Well, you know, I just let things pass by, but I was fishing with a couple of your regular listeners. Troy and Jamie came up to fish with me. They fish with me about once every spring, and we had a really good trip, and we were talking about you guys and listening. They said, well, Benny retired. They said he thought he might still be teaching, that Coast Guard safety class or whatever.
Yeah, he's still doing that. He still has his captain school, yeah.
Yeah, but
you don't have a busy with that.
You don't have a co-partner on Saturday and Sunday.
No, I'm a soloist.
A solo?
Yeah.
What are you going to do when deer hunting starts?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to figure something out.
I don't know. We'll figure something out.
We'll figure something out.
That's a few months away, but I was thinking about that. Dad, I got on a new deer lease for some property, and we were talking about starting to do some work here in the next month or two to get ready. So I think he's going to drag me out in the woods again for the first time in a while. So
I got
to look forward to in the fall. Hey, man, right. I'll let you other callers go, but I appreciate the time.
Okay, put your number out. Somebody wants to come up to Richland.
903-389-4117, gonefishing.biz on the web, and we got some July and August dates we still need to fill with some kiddos before school starts again.
You got it, my friend. All right.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Always a pleasure. Good talking to you. Have a good weekend. Happy Father's Day. All right. That's Roy Simmons up at Richland Chambers Reservoir. Now we're going to go to Lake Livingston, finish up, and see what's going on with Harry Detan. Harry, good morning. How are you, man?
Hey, Mickey, how are you guys today?
Oh, couldn't be better. How's things at Pinwall Campgrounds and Marina up there, bud?
Well, it looked like we're starting out for a nice day today. Everything's pretty flat right at the moment. I mean, we had a little bit of wind yesterday. It is coming out of the south, southwest, I guess you might say.
Uh-huh.
But, it did get a little bit windy, but you know, we've got the lake back down, and we're right at normal pool, slightly over, and, you know, they got the release somewhere around 29,000, I believe.
Yep,
but anyway, everything's starting to come around a little bit. You know, if we could get the wind die down and get the lake to settle out a little bit more, I think we'll be in a pretty, you know, a lot better shape.
Right.
Starting to see a few white bass come in, but, you know, I guarantee you, they are a little bit sketchy, I guarantee you. But,
right.
I think, you know, if we can get our weather conditions straightened around, I think we'll have some decent white bass fishing. But, you know, that's yet to be seen. I was telling somebody the other day, you know, Mickey, one year I saw it was the first of June. It was several years ago before we could even catch a fish.
Right.
And then all of a sudden we went to catching, but, you know, here we are, and dang now, the middle of June, and they're catching some small fish and stuff like that, I mean, but not what we should be catching. So I don't know. I mean, everything's kind of been upside down this year. It looks, if you look at the charts and stuff, you know, going upriver, the river system starting to, you know, coming out of Dallas is starting to go down, you know, kind of getting a little closer to normal. We really hadn't had any rain in this area for, at least 2 weeks maybe?
Yeah.
But, you know, I told somebody yesterday, you know, something is said about rain or whatever, and I said, well, hell, look at that. I said, what do you see? And they turned around and they looked, and they didn't see it. And I said, you see that dust cloud over there? They said, yeah. I said, that's that guy running that mower. I said, it's been a long time since I've seen that mower stirring up dust, you know.
Yep.
What I mean? It's been so cotton picking wet. But
it don't take long to dry over this hot weather.
Yeah, it's dry and all, but we needed to dry out. But
yes.
Maybe we'll get a chance to recycle. But looks like we're going to have a nice weekend this weekend. I mean, there was a lot of people up yesterday, and I don't know what brought all that on. You know, normally, you know, Friday evening, 3 or 4 o'clock, you know, we start having people come in, but for whatever reason, there was quite a bit of traffic just during the day Friday. So maybe people taking off Friday or something for Father's Day. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
Father's Day weekend, everybody probably took Friday off, so, because it was real crowded down here on the coast too. It
yeah,
was busy.
I mean, I went through Livingston there yesterday afternoon, and my God, I thought I was sitting on 45. I mean, I don't know where all the people come from or where they're going through Livingston, but the traffic here in the last year or two has really, really picked up. So anyway, I guess, you know, people are just maybe moving this direction, maybe driving back and forth to Houston to go to work or whatever. I mean, but anyway, everything's going to be fine. We're going to have a nice weekend one way or the other. You know, I had one guy come in this morning, you know, and he picked up 2 bags of ice, and he said he had some nice crappie in the box. So,
good.
You know, I mean, you know, but they're catching some crappie out from underneath these deeper water boat houses and stuff like that. You know, and be real truthful, fishing is not what it ought to be. Catfishing is good. I mean, they catching some really nice catfish, but you know, Livingston's got tons of catfish in there. But we just need to get into a little better conditions.
Yeah, all that water flowing through that lake, it doesn't affect the catfish like it does other species.
No, it sure doesn't.
It's just been one of those kind of years, you know. Well,
it
has been.
It has. I mean, you know, just like y'all, the bay, you know, is fresh. I talked to a guy yesterday. He's going somewhere in Louisiana, you know, and he's got a guy that he goes fishes down there with, and wherever they're fishing, it was a little bit question marks in behind with everything. You know, they had so much fresh water down yonder. You know, it's kind of got things fouled up down there, too, a little bit. So.
Yep, Louisiana, Texas, I mean, everything's flowing. It's a lot of fresh water coming down the water source right now.
But
Harry, sure is.
But
I've got to bow out. I'm out of time.
All right,
Mickey. Move on, my friend. But, hey, if somebody wants to call you and come up Pinwall, how do they get a hold of you, Harry?
Just call us here at 936-967-4752. And hey, Mickey, have a good Father's Day. And everybody have a good Father's Day.
You do the same. Nice talking to you.
All right,
Harry. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, that's it. That's all the time we have for today's show. But we'll be back bright and early in the morning on Father's Day. Looking forward to it right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.